living in a miracle. I say I have walked in a miracle. All the week, and I feel a little, you know, because people go through so much. But I want to tell you, God is the same God. I waited. I didn't give up, and God gave me a miracle. Are you waiting? If you don't give up, God will give you a miracle. I don't care where you standing at today. God will give you a miracle. It may not look like he going to do nothing. It may not seem like he going to do nothing. And you may spend many, many days crying. And but you know what I mean? And then you get, I'm sorry, Lord, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have. You know, I shouldn't have done that. I know that, you know, you. But he loves you so much. He loves us so much. I don't know what I'm going to do. Don't be trying to. I don't know. I tell you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so I got up this morning and turned to John. And I saw, what's his name? John the Baptist up, you know, baptizing folks. And, but then he said, behold, the Lamb of God. I read that. I done read that so many times. But this morning I beheld him. And I want you to behold him. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin. I had said sins, but he said sin. Adam and Eve messed up, but Jesus came, place where we could enter in to where we thought we couldn't go. Jesus told me, as I'm coming here, and I love the service today. Don't ever ask me if that it didn't don't seem right. Hallelujah. This is God's house. Keep it in order. You're going to always be in order if you're in the King's house. And you've been gagged, God. We all on one level at the cross. We are all on one level at the cross. Seen something different. Taught me something. I said, Lord, we need to minister to one another. We do. Praise the Lord. I'm going to start it right. I'm going to pray. I mean, a purity miracle. Say miracle. I'm going to finish it. Why are you waiting? He said, I'm teaching you something else now. Stronger. When you go across and cross the lake, you're going to meet them two a trial that I'm going to take you through. If you can remember what happened. And I say, okay, look, I still don't know what you're talking about. Oh, I trust y'all don't hear. I can't tell everything. Not that I don't want to, because I stand just on your feet. Prepare for the whole bless you. Because Sister Davis is little. See of what on cloud, whatever. It ain't that. It wasn't that I'm so happy. I wondered that it was just that. I said, Lord, I want to bless your people. I just want to. I just want to say, you know, I don't want to get nothing out the microwave. You know how we do. I don't want to use my Instapot. By the way, I ain't used it yet, sister. One bought it for me. I want something new. I want something that the saints can eat. I want something that's going to make us strong. I said, I'm tired of all this stuff. People done, you know, I ain't looked online and found nothing. What I got, I'm going to get it from there. And I'm not saying you don't have to, you know, I'm not saying that now. You don't look up nothing. But I'm saying what I want is from there. What I want is from there, because that comes straight out the Savior's mouth. That comes right off the throne. And that's what people need now. You can, you know, you go to church, you go back. I'm tired of that. And I'm tired of the Satan beating folks. I was over here the other day, and I was going through the prayer box. And all of us the same thing, marriages. I picked them up and came and held them up to God. And the Lord told me, he said, Celeste, the saints love you. And they will obey you. We're going to pray. Y'all think, no, we're going to pray. We're going to take some time out and spend some nights in this church praying. Because this is what it's going to take to break these chains. This is what it's going to take to stand in the gap and make the hedge up. This now lay me down to sleep ain't going to get it. It ain't going to get it. And people don't want to do it, but you got to do it. The church was chosen to do this. Sorry. We were chosen, prophets and everybody. And it's not that the Lord has left the church. Jesus is in this church. They're ministering, but we got to pray. When Daniel words, The angel told Daniel, I'll come for your words. Now, what words are stirred up? I'm stirred up in my heart because, listen, praise the Lord. When God sent people, I told Sister Barbara, I said, Sister, you ain't spill your heart out to nobody else. You will feel for a purpose. We do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're here for a purpose. And you're free. Take it. Take it. Do things by protocol, Lord, but you know me. And I know you forgive me if I'm not doing it right. We've had a time today. We had a mini service over there. We had another little mini service. And you just good. You just good, I tell you. So our ears are open, our hearts are open to hear. Break every chain. Break every chain. And tell you, praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Listen, Jesus said, keep power. Tell me what Jesus said. Some power. You said it. When they met those people down there, the upper room was saved, sanctified people in that upper room. They came out with power. They went around the world with tongues to speak the language of the people that were there. They could go and speak the people's language. It's called the Holy Spirit. Let them attack. And so I'll go to Africa so I can speak up. They thought they could speak. You know what I'm saying? If he give you German, he might just give you. We have, if you've got the Holy Ghost, you supposed to have some power. I say he is the power. I saw it this morning, girl. We all was, we praise God. Did we have a time, Bible? Woo, Jesus. Give me some more of that. I tell you what, I said, woo, Lord. Y'all may be seated. Y'all standing up for something? Okay, y'all see. Brother get up and preach. He be so full. People just tear it through. Amen. Bam. Say we need power. We need power. We do. Praise the Lord. It's the God's power. Because, you know, Brother Eddie, when Jesus first filled those people, he said, go not into the way of the Gentiles. In Matthew 10, I learned it by memory of Israel. And tell them. But you ought to raise your hand that even though we now, that's all, there ain't no Jew, no, it ain't no Jew, no Greek, no bond, no free. You are in something, I'm telling you. You ought to be praising God. So, y'all pray for me. I'm going to go to John. This is what fuzz I got this morning. Lord knows I don't want to bring nothing that ain't good. See if Jesus coming unto him and said, behold. He ain't said it like that, though. He said, behold the Lamb of God. Whether you know what he was saying, I don't know. And the Holy Ghost told him that the person that he see, let's read it. Read it. Is it up there? Which take, otherwise now you can get hitched. Now you can. Now no excuse. Now you can. I'm going to tell you something. Hands on the stick. But I'm telling you, there are three words that you can use that will set you free. I've read too many things. I've seen too many people. And I've read about too many people. I love to read what God did for folks. Oh, and God just leads me to everything like that. Every time it's somebody done something. I told y'all I went to see Breakthrough and I just... People looked up there, look at me. They looking at Breakthrough. It's a movie. Well, and this when this lady went into the office and said, she said that she was just crying. All of, the boy was dead, and all of the attendants and the surgeons, they were just weeping. They was on the outside. And she went in. They took him to the morgue. Hallelujah! And he was just dead. Praise. And she said, "No, don't take my son. Don't take my son." And all of a sudden, she looked up, and she put her hands on his head, and she said, Holy Spirit, put life into this. And I'm sitting up there about 10. She said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We talked about that now. Good. Praise the Lord. This is the God that we serve. This is the God that we know. Nothing can get too down, too out, too dead. That he can't bring life. I'm telling you, girl, he can bring life in a situation that don't look like it's gonna ever be nothing. Okay, I was gonna tell you these three words. You let me get away there. I remember I told y'all about this boy that was full of drugs. Satan had him. Nobody could say nothing to him. He was dying. I got his testimony over there. He sings with the choir in Brooklyn. But one of the singers told him, said, brother, he said, once you call Jesus, he gonna set you free. I come here to tell you, that name will set you free. That is the name the devils flee from. And at the name of Jesus, every knee got to bow. You got to believe. So he was in the hospital. They found him in the street. He was dying with drugs. They picked him up and took him to the hospital. He said, Lord, don't let me die in the street and my mother know about it. He was down to like 98 pounds, dying. He went through all the stuff that we did have been tormented go through. Now the devil get in your mind, try to make you curse. You ain't been there. You read my book. That's why I know about Jesus. I know who set me free. And he said these demons just hollered at him and screamed and cursed and everything. He said he even heard it before. He said, the moment you call on the Jesus, he's going to set you free. And he said three words. Lord, help me. And when he did, demons flew out the room. Now, he tells this. I got the tape. You want to listen to it? And I got the man, and he sings in the choir, and I try to, ooh, he's still singing. Bless his heart. He's still in the choir. He's dead now, but I'm saying, oh, listen, all you need is Jesus. If you really want to be free, you look up and say, Jesus, help me. And you say it like you want it, and like you mean it. You get so down that you know nothing else can help you. You got Jesus. Help me, and he will be there, because there's power in the name of Jesus. It's power in the name of Jesus. And I want to tell you something. I'm going to tell you like John. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Behold him this morning. I want you to behold him this morning, because I'm here. I don't want to just dance by myself. I don't want to rejoice with him just by myself. I want you to know the power of God. You know, anybody that, you know, teach people, they want them to be, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting up there saying, oh, Lord, please let them, please. Behold, let me read some more. I ain't going to keep you long. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He said, and this is he of whom I said, after me come a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. I knew him not, but that he should be manifest to Israel first now. Therefore, I am come baptizing with water. And y'all know about the baptism. Baptism said the symbol of you dying into this, what you believe in, and coming alive. But I've seen people go down to the devil and come up a devil. They go down to a dry devil and come up a wet devil, because they don't understand. Now, I say they don't understand. But if you really understand and been taught, when you go down that water, you're going to come up. You're going to come up a new girl. Ain't nobody going to say, girl, that's you. No, I'm sorry. I don't believe that. I just don't. I believe there's something about the word that's true. I believe God's word is true. It's always been true where I am. And I'm older than most of y'all except for her. And ever since I've been here, when I held on to God, when I went through things, praise the Lord, Jesus was there. He brought me through what y'all say, waters. And I may not tell you everything, but I'm telling you something. Jesus has brought us through. Even though you young, you ain't going to tell me you ain't never been in something that you didn't come through. Even though you was a sinner, he still brought you through. You hear me what I'm saying? Ain't nobody no bigger than somebody else. He's going to say, well, I'm going to use this. No, no. His love. Good Lord. I got to read down there. Wait a minute. He said, and I knew him not, but that he should be manifest to Israel. Therefore, I'm come baptizing with water. And John bear record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, upon whom thou see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he that's baptized with the Holy Ghost. Whew. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again, the next day after Jesus, I love this, after Jesus stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." I'm telling you today to behold him. I'm telling you today to behold him. Because if you do, you ain't got to have mama, daddy. We're going to pray for you now. I don't mean that. But that is a place you can get with God with yourself, by yourself. Nobody got to be there but you and Jesus. And he will do what you ask him. I know it. When I was delivered, nobody laid hands on me. Nobody didn't understand anything about the devil. I went to a church that didn't even believe in speaking in tongues, let alone anything else. But that night, the Lord. And he just worked it around. I told y'all about this. I had a radio where I listened to Brother Allen. I just, during this time, he was the man going around and, you know, healing the Lord was using him. And I was listening. I broke the radio. And I broke the lady's radio and I was taking it back to her. She said, "But see, I didn't have no money to buy no radio." Y'all don't catch that. And she said, "Take the radio. That's okay." I said, "I'm so sorry." I was really sorry. It was cracked, you know. So I took the radio and I was able to listen to Brother Allen. And that night, in a little twin bed, because I didn't want my little young husband to know. Thought nobody knew. I was on my knees because we prayed. You know, y'all pray. Now they be down sleep with some. He prayed, and he said, "Lay your hands on the radio with this hand," because I was sitting here and the radio was over there, and I was on my knees. He said, "The Lord gonna set you free." I remember told this so many times. I couldn't hardly get my hand up there because Satan didn't want me to put my hand up there. It felt like a, you know, like someone was on it, like someone weighing it down. And when I got up, I was tired. When I got my hand up on the rail, I said, "Okay, nothing happened." I got in the bed, and something came out of my belly that was in my soul, out in a scream. Somebody would have thought he was killing me in there. And I said, "I'm free! Oh, Lord, I'm free! 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 I'm free!" I knew I was free. I knew I was free. Nobody laid hands on me. Nobody said in the name of Jesus. Nobody. But I heard the word. And today if you hear a word, you better. You hear a word. All you need is a word. All you need is a word from God. Just a word from God. Praise the Lord. And I was free. And I give him all the glory. And I give him all the praise. And I'll never forget it. It is something nobody can explain to you. Nobody. But then, let's get through it, because I don't want to lose you. I want you to hear of this, that God will set you free. You know, brother, we try to praise God, and we did a wonderful job. The Holy Spirit moved. He's moved. But how would it be if somebody that was, say, a homosexual, let's go there, and, you know, the people got free, and then came in and praised. Ooh, you'd have a praise in this church. You would have a praise. And I heard somebody say in the spirit, we got to praise God. This is where your deliverance is. Your deliverance is in praise. It ain't in preaching all the time. It's in praise. Nobody got to lay hands. God wants you to know that he loves you and that if you serve him and if you praise him, he will do and give you what you need. You know, people's time of lifting up people's brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so. It's Jesus. Well, I love this. And he said, looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." And two disciples heard him speak and followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following. And like this, he said to them, "What seek you?" He's telling us, what you looking for? What do you want? That's what he told the disciples. They followed him. He said, "Master, where do you live? I want to know where you live. What about you? Where you live, Lord? That's what I'm seeking. Where are you living? I want to be where you live in your house." Hallelujah. He said unto them, he didn't say, well, that's too bad. He said, come and see. Today the Lord is telling us to come and see. Come see where he lives. You keep on praising God, girl back there. That's my little preacher raising. That's my granddaughter. And my little preacher back there. Hallelujah. You keep, I've been with this child a long time. We used to have Bible studies down in the city, me and her and some friends. This little one that I ain't started. They said, this ain't my first rodeo. You keep on keeping on. Y'all keep on keeping on. All of y'all back there, keep on keeping on. And the Lord told us today to praise him. So don't come be so tired you can't stand and pray. You miss getting what you need. Because Sister Davis can't give you nothing. It's God. It's God. When if you come down through me like a hose, but you are, Jesus is the one that's going to set you free. So you come and praise him. God, I thank you. Get out this morning with all the week. Ain't nobody shot in my car. Do you know if you get out in your car and come back, God done bless you. If you even give up, God going to bless you. If you get up out the bed, you say, "Woo, God, I'm so glad. Praise God, especially me. I say, "Woo, God, thank you. I can walk. Woo. On my legs. Woo, thank you, my knees. Lord, thank you that my hand. Thank you for this, God. Thank you for that. Oh, God, thank you I can breathe. Thank you I can think. Thank you, Lord." Amen. And I feel kind of bad. I'm going to tell y'all now. This is Dave, you know about that. I don't know nothing about that. You know, like when you lay down, so I say, "I don't know nothing about that. I'm sorry, sweetheart." Then I get, you know, y'all understand what I'm saying? God is no respecter of persons. No respecter of persons. What the sister said, Lindsay, you said, now I'm getting up down to the nitty here. Lindsay, you said I was feeling this and that, but I changed my diet. I have to go to the natural and the spiritual. Okay, is that all right? I changed my diet, and I'm feeling better. Well, okay. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care. If you don't have a diet that you know now. See, we used to be dumb. But it's so much out there now. You know what I'm saying? People looking at me. What is I'm saying, Dad? Change your diet. Change your diet and eat right. Eat right. I ain't taking you off nothing. That's going to be for you and the Lord. Because Al, he done got off a whole lot of stuff. So, Lord, that's between him and you. That's between him. You know, we got to walk this walk ourselves. But I'm telling you, if you know stuff that's hurting you, you know, every time I eat such and such a thing, it hurts me. Then you go right back and get some more. How nutty can we get? You know, oh, Lord, you know, I would be okay if I didn't eat, didn't drink this. But now I look at you, I say, where you buying that? I'm just going to do it this time. This is one time. And then you're sick. To the natural and the spiritual, behold the Lamb of God. You got to have it all. Praise the Lord. Let me read it. I'm almost through. See that? See? He said, come and see. So Jesus is not pulling us away. You can have as much of him. I've always taught this as you want. They came and saw where he dwelled and bowed with him that day. It was about the 10th hour, about 3 or 4 o'clock. One of the two who heard him speak, followed him, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And really, Andrew was the one who got to Peter. I'm going to tell you what he told me to tell you. And come and see. If you will, come and see. I'm telling you from experience. And you keep looking. So he going to finish it up. Come and see. But I'm telling you, I've been treated like a queen. The Queen of Sheba. What do you need? What do you want? Well, they tell him, well, how about a Rolls Royce? Since you asked here. You are now. Walk in peace and walk still in love and walk in love works. Say it. Love works. It ain't going to help these kids if they got into something and their life got screwed up and he got lost his job and da-da-da and Dana, he coming. You lost it. Honestly, the more love you can talk, I'm telling you from experience, the more love you can speak is the healing. Love is healing. Love is healing. And stronger than anything. Look what love did to Jesus. It would help you. She would tell me, can I tell this about Donald? She said, Donald, look, you know, he'll kiss on the cheek in the church. Donald, don't be kissing me on the cheek. You know, don't be doing that, kissing me out in public. You know, praise the Lord. Well, I tell you one thing, everybody know that she belonged to you. Well, you ain't got to go feel and say, now look, man, don't be don't be hitting on my wife. Hey, they're going to know. Man, no, y'all let her alone, because I think she belonged to him. That's why Jesus so good to us. He kissed us. We belong to him. Don't touch her. Don't touch him. Because she belonged to me. And I know that's the truth. I know it's the truth. People were at the pastor over there by herself in that house. You know, anything could happen. No, I got somebody with me. He keeps me on the cheek. Said, you belong to me. And so sometimes I come and I check the door again. He said, you ain't got to check nothing. I'm with you. You belong to me. And I could go to sleep. Anybody know what I'm saying? You belong to Jesus. Amen. And when you get to where they shoot up the Walmart, that's the day you ain't going. Because you belong to Jesus. Or when the truck come around the corner and almost, and the Lord said, pull to the side. It happened to me. We got a corner around there, and this truck, and I was in my car, and I was going in, and the Lord said, pull to the right. And I just pulled to the right, and that truck, whoom! I belong to Jesus. He don't get enough of me, brother, that nobody can tell me nothing. You done waited a little bit too late. Because I belong to Jesus. And you belong to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. He wants you free. He said abundant life, brother. I give you abundant life. Not no life that you got to be. I say abundant life. You know what abundant means, son? Yeah, but it means a lot, don't you think? It means a lot. Yeah, okay, thank you. It means a lot. I said, Lord, I don't want abundant life. I ain't be around here with my head down. I'm just not going to do it. I ain't going to tell you I'm Miss Sampson or nobody. But I thank God for abundant life. I thank God that when he said, come and see, I'm looking. Praise the Lord. And you know what, Derek? I saw myself preaching this morning. And I saw three people that got to the end of their road. Now, you know it's more than that. But these three, hear me. One of them had a gun. One of them had some pills to take their life. If those of you pray, children, it ain't worth it. Call on the name of the Lord. He'll hear you. Just call him. Just say, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. And he will. He will. He's got something for your life, each one of you. Something for your life, James. Something for your life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Ed, we have to step out in Jesus. He give us anything. We can't worry about what people think. We can't worry about will. No, we got to step out in faith, believing God. And God will do what he say. Will you stand? Thank you, Jesus. He'll heal you. He'll deliver you. He will deliver you. Hallelujah. I say he will deliver you. I say he will deliver you. He will deliver you. His name alone. I say his name. She said, it's something about the name of Jesus. It is the sweetest, not only the sweetest name, but it's most powerful. Demons flee. This man said he was in hell, and he didn't even know how to pray. And he was saying, thank God. Yes, Jesus love me. He said, yes, Jesus love me. Yeah, that's a song. And when he said Jesus, the demons walked back. Then he said, oh. Whoa. And he said, so he just made him up something. Jesus saw something. And every time he said Jesus, they kept moving back. Because there's something about the name of Jesus. It's something about the name of Jesus. You carry the greatest name in the world that holds everything. So today, just call him. call his name. Pow, pow. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to church. Maybe somebody will pray for me. I'm not saying you don't need nobody to pray for you. But I'm telling you something. All you got to do is call Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Even Christians now, I know I do. Some things I see in my life, brother, I say, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. But Daniel, you know, I'm asking for help every day. I don't get up thinking I can do this day alone. I never do. No. I get up and you hear me say, you think I'm a sinner. Because I ask God, Lord, keep me. You coming out the church without a spot wrong. Lord, keep me. Keep me thinking right. Keep me treating my neighbor right. Don't let me miss a chance to tell somebody. God. Don't let my mind be on something so I can't even talk to the people next door. Keep me. Oh, I seen something in my Lord, Lord, I'm sorry. Don't let me do that. Don't let me say that. Let me be kind and gentle. Let me love. You know what I'm saying? No matter what. You know what I'm saying? Let me love because that's him. He's a God of love. He's a God of love. But I open the altar. If you need us to stand with you in prayer, you come. I'd be glad. Most of the people here, I think, are saved, right? We getting some sinners up in here. We make an altar call. We can have some people coming up here. Amen. You need to come closer to God. Come. And we're going to pray. Sister Donna already called us up to the altar. Come on. You need to come closer to the Lord. If you got something you've been asking God and say, Lord, help me. I'm not saying you a sinner. You say, Lord, help me. If you need help, come on. Yes, Lord, come on. You need help. If you need help. Because he sure can help you. Hallelujah. Now you're going to leave this altar today with help. Brother, meet me up to remind me here. My daughter helped me to get something that's going to really make you laugh, down, Brother Donald. And it's going to set you free because it's so cute. You got to tell, remind him to see me after service. I don't think she even knew it. I didn't show her. I think I showed one of the kids back there. But this idea came to me, and my daughter said, I'll help you. I said, oh, that's right. And so she helped me with it. And she sent it to me today, and I got it back there. And it's going to help you. It's going to help keep your faith. It's going to help you. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, I tell you, Lord, we all need help.